I want to thank NBC Sports Philadelphia for the Doug Peterson news conference, post-game conference. If there's anything that he said in there that I thought really stood out was calling the Miami Dolphins a good football team. He's not going to say they're terrible. He's not going to say they're 2-9. Come on, Doug. They're a bad football team that was supposed to be tanking this season. Brian Flores is a good head coach. It's not a good football team. They lost to a bad football team that other teams have beat up on, and they lost in disgraceful fashion. Let's go to Scott in Barrington. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Man, Brother Rob, it normally takes me 2 or 3 days to call. Want to stay calm, want to stay cool, but I'm just trying to digest. Okay, like that last caller said, I don't want to hear nothing about Carson Wentz. Jalen Mills, the finger wagging. Tim Jernigan, how long has he been in the league? Dumb penalties, Brother Rob. Dumb penalties.
Yep.
Dumb penalties. Dumb penalties. Okay.
No discipline. No discipline at all.
Who else can we blame? Okay, Mr. Jenkins, yeah, he's been a spokesperson, blah, 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 blah. One play, the number 17 at Park or whatever his name is, he just out-muscled him, and you don't even turn around and look. I don't understand how you play defense like that. Brother Brock, can you please help me understand by not turning around looking at the football?
That's on the D-backs coach, Corey Unlin. You got to prepare these guys. You got to know. You've been in the NFL now for a few years in Jalen Mills' case. You got to know you got to turn around. These are inexcusable lack of discipline. It was just a dreadful performance by the defense, and I got to blame the coaching, Scott. I got to put this on coaching up and down, top to bottom, from Doug Peterson to the coordinators to the position coaches to everyone involved with the coaching on this team. I don't care what you have suffered through this year as far as injuries. You get to Miami, that's a 2-9 team. You're a 10-point favorite on the road. You win that football game. No excuse. You win that football game.
Other teams have had injuries, but they keep on trucking. I mean, I hate to use the example. Look at the Patriots. Everybody goes through.
They're a different world. It's a different world. It's the Patriots and everybody else, Scott.
Man, I just don't understand the churning and thing. You lunge at the guy's head. The list just goes on, brother. But like I said, I don't hear nothing. Carson played his butt off. I don't hear, like I said, I don't hear nobody this week.
Not this week. Numbers. Yeah, I don't want to hear.
No.
Yeah, of course, there was a missed throw here and there, but he did enough to win. You put 31 points up, win the game.
What quarterback doesn't do that? Quarterback does not do
this
that?
This is true.
It's just... Oh my God! And the defense are playing so good. We were praising.
I know, Scott. I got to run, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. The defense, and I just said this to Tyler during a break. The defense was playing so well that you almost knew they were due for a clunker. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is the kind of guy who has done this to this team before. He did it last year with Tampa with better weapons down there in Florida. I don't know what it is about this football team. They were not prepared to play this game.
Good teams survive those clunkers, though.
You're right.
They find a way to win.
You win
that game 38-37.
You get one stop, right? You get one at some point when you stop them, you don't have the penalty on third down. You get the ball and you go in and win the game. And they couldn't do that.
Oh, they haven't put a complete game together. Since the Buffalo game, the defense was spectacular the last 2 weeks. The team scored 19 points.
Offense didn't show.
Offense scores today. Defense gives up a ton.
Even the Bears win was not a good effort offensively.
I think we all felt that it was the Bears lost that game, and not the Eagles won it.
Once again, I look at the numbers and I go, abandoned the run too soon. This was you were leading. You were within a score, abandoned the run too soon. Once again, I'll look at the final numbers in a minute, but let's get to Tyreek in West Philly. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Tyreek?
Hey, listen, I mean, I'm glad you got me now, because if you'd have got me 4 calls ago, I might have got dumped.
I wanted you to calm down a little bit. I knew you were hot, Tyreek. I knew it.
Yeah, see, listen, and because I had a chance to think, my thought kind of changed a little bit, because, you know, as I think about this team, you know, and I get upset at myself, because I used to be able to watch these games game by game and follow it that way, but I kind of subscribe to the whole hype of the team, 13-3, 12-4, and I get disappointed because my team can't handle expectations. And it's not just, I mean, in this game, I'm heated about this game because the defense let us down. Even the Wentz supporter. I mean, I'm a Wentz supporter. I mean, that's my guy. But you got to understand, he made better plays this game, but it's still plays he didn't make. And the plays he didn't make were kind of crucial in certain ways. It's not about the passes he don't make. It's about him not hitting his hot. He's looking downfield, which is a gift and a curse because we can't get down. We can't get nothing open downfield. So it's opposed to just hitting your hot and taking what's there. He's holding the ball too long. He's getting stripped.
Not today, Tyreek. Today.
Not today, man.
31 points. It should have been more. If Jason Peters don't jump false start on 4th-and-1, forces them. They converted that 4th-and-1. Now they had to settle for a field goal. Zach, uncharacteristic of him, and maybe because he's hurt, drops the ball at the 5. Then he drops one in the end zone. I'm not nitpicking against Carson this game. I know you wanted to call and say there's no silver linings earlier. I know you had changed your mind on that. I'll give you a silver lining that a lot of people haven't thought about right now. Forget about winning out and the possibility of winning out and winning division anyway. If you don't win the division, which looks more and more realistic right now that they won't win the division, maybe the Cowboys keep Jason Garrett.
Looking to the next year, but real quick. We're not that good to hope that Dallas loses every week. So everybody's thinking we can win out with the schedule we got. We're not that good, and that's the reality of the matter.
This is true. They're not good enough. And even if they were to beat the Giants, Redskins, Dallas, and Giants again, they go into the playoffs. I have absolutely zero confidence in this team right now in first week of the playoffs.
They get smacked. And it's a shame because, like I say, you go Sunday to Sunday, Monday, hoping that you see something good based on the expectations that were set out for this team. And it's a letdown.
It absolutely is, man. Tyreek, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Chris in Allentown, you're on Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, Rob, I've been trying to find you the last week and a half now. I'm the guy who called in and said that Tom Brady would be held to 10 points, which he was because what's his name through the touchdown?
They set the standard for the Eagles, how to beat the Eagles defense. Just trick play him to death, and everybody's going to do it to him.
God, fire them all. I'm sorry. Anybody with a clipboard, get them out of here. Obviously, you get 46 passes. Now, I understand maybe nine of those were probably the last couple of minutes, but 46 passes? Where is the freaking run game? This has been a staple of our offense. This is one of our football games that we've
won. Miles Sanders averaged almost 5 yards per carry, 17 for 83. Jay Ajayi, 2 for 9.
You know what it is? You know what? They're getting too many yards per carry. We got to get them on the bench, dude. Obviously.
Oh, man. It's actually 48 because he got sacked twice. So he dropped back 48 times.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
This adds to my stat. 275 yards or more passing under Doug Peterson. They're now 9-12.
I am actually glad I didn't get to watch the second half. I listened to Merrill Reese in the second half. I was out plowing snow, not plowing, but salting with this storm. And I'm listening. I'm like, I literally called my wife with like last 4 minutes. I'm like, I can't even listen to the rest of this. I cannot believe it. Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, Devontae Parker again. You know, on and on again. Like, this is a game that should have been the staple of the turning point of the season. And we're sitting here talking about a 6-point loss to a team that we were up 14 points on after the half, and we lost the game. 14 points.
Unreal.
Why are we not? That's right there, Rob. Right there. We should have been running the ball and killing the clock and giving our defense some time in the penalties.
Chris, I'm actually going to go back to those, and I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. I'm going to look at those after they scored that touchdown. I go up 28-14 and look at it. I know Miami scored on the ensuing drive, but we'll take a look at those and see the play-by-play what they did over there. But now they are 9-12 when they throw for 275 or more, 21-2 when they run for 120. They were there. They almost had a chance. They ended up running for 100. They could have had 120, but nope. No, they went to abandon it. Let's go to run. Hector in Virginia Beach. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Hector?
Hey, guys. First time calling. I'm so devastated. You guys are great. Always entertaining, so I always never called because I like listening to you guys. They're very entertaining. But just totally, totally. I mean, Ortega Whiteside scores a touchdown. I mean, that's
you
like
win
unbelievable.
Right there, right?
Yeah, it's like unbelievable. You think we have the game in the bag? You know, I mean, when he scores a touchdown, I mean, everything's going right. You would think. So I'm just devastated here. I mean, I'm going to go on the limb and be like Jim Mora in 2009 when he was in Seattle, when he was talking about playoffs. I mean, I just don't want to hear about playoffs.
I know you don't. It's even the fact that it's mathematically available to them. They're still mathematically alive.
I mean,
but
unbelievable.
After you lose to Miami, I can't honestly sit here and say you're going to win out.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with you that it's not on Wentz, it's not on the offense. I mean, man, 17-10, we held the Patriots to Tampa, we lose, but we held them to 17 points. Seattle, 17 points. And then you give a team that's averaging 15 points a game, 37 points. It's just, I'm a loss for words,
guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick scored more points than Brady and Russell Wilson combined. It's mind-blowing. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So so many weeks of talking about Pete Wentz and the coach and all of this. I mean, I don't see us beating the Giants next week. And then we got the Redskins who just beat Carolina Panthers.
They could win those two games and then lose to Dallas. I don't know. And Hector, I appreciate the call. I have zero expectations for this team anymore. I really don't. Here, let's go real quick before I go back to the phones. After they go up 28-14, Miami comes right down, scores a touchdown, misses the extra point. It's 28-20. That's the drive where they start out with a pass for 9 yards, then they run for eight. Pass for 24, a pass for 11. They're driving, they're moving a ball. Sanders, first and 10, runs for 3 at the Miami 20, and then they go second and 7, incomplete. That was the one to Zach Ertz that was incomplete at the 5. Would have given him a first down at the 5. Then Carson did get sacked on 3rd and 7. Field goal for Jake Elliott, who has been newly crowned with a long-term contract extension, and he misses a 49-yard field goal. And I heard Tyrone, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. There's no excuses for missing a 49-yard field goal. Not in those. There's no elements. There's no conditions there. There's nothing. You make that field goal, and he missed it. He just flat out missed it. Mike in Springfield, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, bud?
Good. You know, I lost my train of thought because I was on the hold, and I'm thinking, look, guys, I'm not on. I know everyone's talking about today's not the day to bash Wentz, and I'm not here to bash Wentz. But I just want a Ryan Fitzpatrick day. You know, everyone's and I'm not calling because I know the defense played bad, but I just want one day where we have a Ryan Fitzpatrick day, where you go 6 straight drives and there's nothing that can face him. He's $35 million, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, but I don't want people getting on here and saying there's nothing he could have done or, like, we can't blame Wentz. I just want one of those days. I want one of those Aaron Rodgers days where you know he's just going to score 45, that there's nothing that can be done. I mean, Miami ran the ball 20-something times, and minus 28 yards on one carry and 11 on the other. They had 20 yards on 18 carries. So I don't want to hear about anything else, man. I mean, I'm not trying to bash him, but people can't be calling up and saying there's nothing that this is not his fault or there's nothing or blah, 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 blah. Just give me one of those days. Just give me a day.
Mike, did you see the defense today? Seriously, though. Did you see the defense?
I understand that. I understand
that. Okay, so he put up 31 points and should have put up 38.
He got a short field on the first play.
Okay. And they scored a touchdown. I don't care if they go. Stop, Mike. I can't today. The defense gave up 37 sticking points to the Miami Dolphins, and you want to tell me Carson Wentz has to be better than Ryan Fitzpatrick? 37 freaking points the Miami Dolphins scored on the defense, and you still, you got to find a way to come at Carson Wentz today? It's not the day for it. It's not the day for it. The defense allowed 37 stinking points to the Miami flipping Dolphins. A team that stinks. That's 2-9. Your offense scored 31 and should have put up at least 34 and possibly more. Don't qualify. Don't call up and qualify your comment with a complaint and come. Now, I don't want to bash Carson today, but are you going to do it anyway? Not today. Not when I'm doing this show. Not today. 37 points to Miami? And you're going to blame it on Carson Wentz? Come on. Tony in Bethlehem, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone? Yo, that dog in the background sounds like me. I like it.
Tony, what?
Tony, you're on, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
First, I'd like to start about our coach. And then I'll get to Mark, who was just the previous caller.
Go ahead.
But the coaches are brutal. I think our coaches are just brutal.
Horrific.
I don't know how in the last three games you could get beat on a trick play. Three times.
No discipline. Three times. And you know what? This one wasn't the secondary. Those three guys was Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, and I forget who the other one was who bit. But the other two, it was the safeties who bit on it. Today, it was – but I think it was PJ who called earlier in the show.
Right.
You see that formation? Call timeout.
Right.
It's the first half. Call timeout. That's all.
But I blame it – you know what? I hate to blame it on our head coach, but he is in charge. I mean – from the defense that has been playing terrible to the calls, even when the calls that they're calling for Carson, some of these calls that they're making on for him to make are ridiculous. I think that Fitzpatrick was in a better offensive, I don't know what you want to call it, but he had a better coordinator, maybe.
They had a better game plan. I'll say this, and Tony, whoever was doing a game, I don't know who it is. They were horrific. They were horrible. But they did point out Rondé Barber, who did point out at one time when he wasn't calling Carson Wentz Carson Palmer. He did mention how Brian Flores defensively they were giving him different looks, whereas the Eagles defensively they just didn't give anything new to Ryan Fitzpatrick. They said, "Here, beat us." And he did. He beat him.
Yeah, but I blame that on Peterson. I mean, he's got to, like, change. He's got to, like...
I go Mike Groh before Doug Peterson. Mike Groh has to... I mean, it's his responsibility as the offensive coordinator to install a game plan, a play design that's going to be advantageous for this team. And I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And he doesn't... week in and week out, he does not do it. Today, I saw a little bit... There was more rollouts, right, Tyler? There was more rolling out. There was a little bit more getting Carson on the move.
Well, even when they were putting him on the move, the one thing that I really was scratching my head out was they consistently pushed him to his left.
Yeah, and even though
and
he
then he had to square
way, still,
his
yeah,
body up.
Yeah,
and you're right. You know that he can make that throw on the move. He's actually pretty good at it. But the whole square in the body up, it takes that split second.
Yep.
Maybe there's it changes the outcome of the play. It just, to me, it makes no sense that if you're going to roll a guy out who is very good on the move to move him to your left.
Yeah, move him to your right. It takes, like you said, the timing and everything else just a little bit faster when he goes that way. Jason in Dallas, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
How are you, bud?
Embarrassing loss to a garbage franchise.
Yep.
Wentz was all right. He's still terrible. But basically, it's this. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about them?
We're winning it.
Yeah, that's what you called for? How about them Cowboys? You might backdoor. I'm glad. I hope that made your day. I really do. I hope that made your day. Frank in Miami, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how are you? We're down here in Miami, and this game was basically a home game for us.
Sounded like it.
Oh, yeah. There's more Philly fans here than there are Miami fans. And it wasn't Wentz's fault. We could not stop Parker. We could not stop their tight end. We were on field level, and we watched the whole game. And the Eagles could just not stop these guys jumping out of the stadium and catching the ball, no matter what they threw.
No,
Carson, did you ever see Zach Ertz drop two touchdown passes? He dropped one. He was walking in for one, and he dropped it. And then the other one that he dropped was in the end zone. He dropped two touchdowns. You never see that. And I think in the beginning, our defense was playing great, but I think they got tired by the second half, and they put no pressure on Fitzpatrick and just tore us up.
They had no answers for Ryan Fitzpatrick, none whatsoever. I appreciate the call, man. I got to run because let's go to Carson Wentz after the game.
We can go 1-0 next week and see what happens.
Are you angry after last night?
I try not to be too down. You know, it's definitely frustrating without a doubt. But for me, you know, it's on to the next. You know, it's this league is it's such a fast turnaround. You have no time to really sulk or feel bad or be pissed off. There's always things to learn. We're gonna do that. But you know, it's got to, you know, we got to turn right back around and get ready for the Giants.
What was your view on the
I couldn't really tell. I just saw a lot of kind of excitement going on there and the ball pop up, but I didn't know what was going on until I saw the Dolphins guys cheering afterwards.
On the field goal drive there late in the fourth quarter, the 7-10 play was a sack. What would you have wanted to do there when you tried to make a play?
Yeah, I should just throw it away. You know, throw it away or do something. I was trying too hard to make a play and force something, and taking the sack there was obviously not ideal.
This is a game you thought you were going to win. You should have won. Playing the Dolphins 2-9.
You know, we don't overlook anybody, you know, and hats off to them. They came out today and played a good team game, you know, and we got to be better. We got to execute better. But, you know, I don't think, you know, anybody in this locker room overlooks anybody. This is the National Football League. You know, there's no slouches out there on Sundays. So, you know, we did not take them, take it for granted at all. You know, they played a great game and they, you know, they got the win today.
It's hard to imagine a more critical situation than this coming into this game. Lost 2 in a row. Why weren't the plays made a critical situation? I mean, wait, was the preparation not there?
I don't think it was preparation. I don't think it was, you know, there's really no excuses. We just didn't make them. You know, playing simple, we didn't make them. You know, I thought we had a good game plan. We stayed the course. Thought we did a pretty good job with that. You know, we there's definitely plays that we all want back. But yeah, there's really no excuses. We just didn't make enough plays.
Was there a concerted effort to get you more outside the pocket from one of those types of runs?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, kind of like I always talk about. Just it's all based on how the defense plays. You know, plays us and you know what we see on tape. And so yeah, that was definitely part of the game plan today.
Carson was saying this is kind of like a critical week for the leaders to kind of keep the team together and everything. Do you kind of see it that way, and what do you particularly have to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially anytime we come off a loss, you know, it's just make sure no one's pointing fingers, everyone's staying together, and, you know, not just coming off a loss, but coming off, you know, now 3, you know, and that's not a place we want to be and not something that we ever want to experience. But without a doubt, anytime you're in this situation as a leader, you know, you got to keep rallying the troops. And for me, and I know a lot of the guys would say the same thing, we only know how to do one thing, and that's go back to work. You know, there's a lot of negatives from this game, all that stuff, but we're going to go back to work. We're going to learn from it and hopefully be better next week.
Moving forward, Carson, you've got 4 divisional games coming up. You have 2 against the Giants, Redskins, and Cowboys. Does your mindset change going into play when you play these guys? Or do you see them twice a year?
I wouldn't say it changes, you know, but we're excited. You know, we're excited for divisional play like this, and it's the last month of the season, you know, but first and foremost, we got to take care of business this week first. But yeah, we're definitely excited to, you know, go back to work, try and go 1-0 next week, and just keep playing, see what happens.
And that is Carson Wentz after this disaster of an Eagles loss, 37-31 to the Miami Dolphins. There's really no explanation for it. The defense was dreadful. The offense puts up 31 points. They could have put up more. They couple plays here and there where they should have had them, couple drops, couple penalties. They should have won this football game. I don't care. You don't have to score 40 points to beat the Miami Dolphins. Just looking at their schedule, these are a terrible football team. They lost 59-10, 43-0, 31-6, 30-10. And you lose to this team, 37-31. You turn Ryan Fitzpatrick into Dan Marino, into Joe Montana, into Tom Brady. Unreal, inexcusable, a disgraceful defensive performance. 610-632-0975. Jimmy, Jamie, Butch, Henry, Kevin, hang on. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti, 97.5 The Fanatic. And here's a reminder, when placing future bets, always make your bets with Prop Swap in mind. We call it Go for Two. Make your regular bet and then make a duplicate second smaller bet to sell on Prop Swap. It's an insurance side bet. Often, selling the second bet returns back some of the cost of the original wager you are keeping. And smart bettors can always sell their futures bets when they improve and make an average profit of 5 times their original bet. Go to PropSwap.com and see what real sports bettors can do now. For instance, last football season, a seller listed a Patrick Mahomes MVP ticket at 75-1 odds, and a Prop Swap bettor buyer scooped it up and cashed in for over $100,000. Also last season, a prop swapper sold a New Orleans ticket for $57,000. The buyer got great odds, and the seller made the right decision, as New Orleans ultimately lost in the playoffs. Prop Swap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets for every sport. Go to PropSwap.com today.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic postgame show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome back to the Fanatic postgame show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. I'm Rob Motti with Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. Eagles lose to the Dolphins 37-31. Yeah, if you're just driving from Guam or somewhere and hadn't heard the news, they actually lost this football game to the Miami Dolphins 37-31. They lost as a 10-point favorite on the road in what really was a home game for the Eagles because of the amount of fans who were there in Miami, in South Florida, watching this game, rooting for the Eagles, and they lose to the 2-9, now 3-9 Miami Dolphins. And yet, they still control their own destiny. All they got to do is win the last four games, and I don't know if there's any person out there who thinks they are capable of winning their final four games, all within the division, against the 2-10 Giants, and then 3-9 Washington Redskins, who by then will probably, I don't know who they have next week, but it doesn't really matter. And then it's Dallas Cowboys week 16 and the Giants. But those are mathematical equations. They are mathematically alive, and Dallas stinks, and they may not even have to go 9-7. They could win it at 8-8. I don't think anyone firmly believes this team is capable of doing any damage, making any noise in the playoffs. This season has been a disaster, culminated by this absolutely horrific, disgraceful performance in Miami by the defense today. Kevin is in Miami, and he's on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
What's up, bro, man? I am so smoking hot right now. I can't even explain to you.
Were you at the game?
Where to begin. Yes, I was at the game. Yes, it was like a home game, but besides that, you know how it is when you go to a game. It's kind of hard to remember every single play to see what the lineman was doing this, the lineman was doing that. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is I don't even know where to begin. Where do you go at this point? Like, yeah, okay, what did we do run the table for? What? Like, why get to the playoffs so we get embarrassed? All I really want Carson to get a win in the play. I mean, this is a playoff experience. Just go to the playoffs. But at this point, Nate, you had your receiver today. Like, what do you want to do? Nelson Aguilar, I remember that play when he overthrew him, you know, going on the flat. He overthrew him again on the flat. How many times do you want to overthrow someone on the flat? Like, I don't even know what the problem is right now.
They scored a touchdown on that drive.
Where do you go?
That throw to Nelson Aguilar in the flat, the next a play or two later was a touchdown pass to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
See, but that's how it's been Carson's whole career. See, people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, they look at all the good things that's been going on, but those one little plays is like, see, look.
Kevin, the defense allowed 37 points to the Dolphins today, and you're calling up
exactly
about Carson Wentz?
Like, I'm not beating up Carson Wentz. I like Carson Wentz. But the fact is, like, who do you look at? You look at the defense that gave up 37.
Yes,
gave up,
you look at a defense that gave up 37 points. Yes, today.
Is that, but to Ryan Fitzpatrick, they've been doing that ever since we played Ryan Fitzpatrick.
On Jim Schwartz and the defensive coaches to come up with a game plan, or you know what? Maybe look at what other teams have done to stop Ryan Fitzpatrick, because everybody else can do it except you, right?
So what about like Aaron Rodgers? You know what I'm saying? So hold on, listen. So you got Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and they got a team that they know their quarterback can score. Isn't their game plan to score more points? So when does that become a discussion? Like, okay, we know.
All right, Kevin, see ya. No matter which way he wanted to go, he wanted to bash the quarterback, and he wanted to disguise it as something else.
the game plan is to win the game. It doesn't matter if you're playing Aaron Rodgers or you're playing me and you in pickup football.
Right.
Yes, you are supposed to score more points than the other team. Yes, did Carson Wentz do his part today? Of course he did. He threw for three touchdowns. He had an end zone pick on a Hail Mary, or it would have been three touchdowns, no interceptions.
And should have had four touchdowns. Zach Ertz drops one.
Exactly.
This is on today. Like, you can criticize Carson all you want. Criticize him all you want. Don't call me today and criticize Carson Wentz after that game. After this defense, after Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby and the entire defense allowed Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw for 365 yards today. Devontae Parker had seven catches for 159 yards. Mike Gesicki, who's from South Jersey, by the way, I didn't know that, but anyway, 5 for 79 today, a touchdown. They turned Mike Gesicki into Rob Gronkowski. Devontae Parker finally lived up to his potential and turned into Julio Jones today. And you're going to call me about the quarterback? Not today. This defense, absolutely disgraceful performance by the defense today. It was a disgraceful performance. There's inexcusable by this defense. Inexcusable. Jimmy and Mount Holly, bring some sanity to the show. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, you know we're in bad shape when I am going to bring sanity to anything. I told you in D-Lineham yesterday that this is going to be a study in who wants to lose this division more. We are in the eye of the storm, brother, and it is a twister. The only good thing is Dallas is going to get beat on Thursday. In fact, there's always the gamble, and then respect my gambling opinions, which can be good at times.
You also, Jimmy, had Washington winning. You had New York winning, too, the Giants, but you got two out of three. Or you had the Eagles losing, winning, but in a close game. So you had it closer than I thought it would be. But you did have, I'll give you Washington. You had Washington over Carolina.
You know, Rob, I'm going to all of a sudden bring insanity to this. I'm wondering if the Washington Redskins can run the table and finish 7-9, could they win the division? I mean, they got all kinds of divisional games left.
I'm going to do that during a break. I'm going to look at that.
Yeah, I'm going to keep listening. Could you maybe mention that? Like, I'm going to listen to the whole show. I mean, Rob, there's obviously, I mean, I've listened to some really good callers. I mean, they have justifiable beefs, and they've done a great job complaining. So now they're going to get, as the night wears on, it's going to get even better, and I can't wait to hear them on D's show. But I am taking a humorous approach to this. I mean, we're going to watch Dallas lose like we did on Thanksgiving. I mean, we could quite possibly lose to the Giants on Monday night. I mean, as putrid as they are, I mean, Miami couldn't have been more putrid. And they were coming off of two blowout losses before they won today. So, and, you know, I wish you would let these Wentz haters call in and give them time, because I enjoy talk radio. I do it for humor as much as anything else. I just want to hear how stupid that they can sound. I mean, please, for your audience, let them have their say, as long as they don't curse or anything like that. I mean, brother, we'll be talking, but just take heart. I mean, Dallas is toast. On Thursday,
they are a bad football team. They are a bad. I'm going to look at the Redskins, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. I want to see if the Redskins can actually. I know they've lost already three divisional games, but could there be a scenario where they make it at 7-9? Yeah, it's probably not mathematically unrealistic, but I'll take a look to see. Henry in Tampa, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Henry? Henry. All right, Henry's not there. Let's get to Butch in Jersey. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Butch?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Like the show.
Thank you.
I'm tired of the Wentz bashers myself, because I think he's a good quarterback. I got to tell everybody, what happened yesterday is not happening today. And if I'm Jesse Lurie, and I need to have, I need to evaluate the defense coordinators. Yeah, I need to evaluate these guys. And plus, the defensive back coaches. Because who plays coverage and don't look back for the ball? That's number one.
Yeah, that's on the defensive backs coach, Corey Unlin. You're absolutely correct.
And on top of that, why would you blame the offense? The offense put up these many points, and the defense couldn't even, they just couldn't even stop anybody. And what did they do in the film on? They should have looked at the film on Fitzpatrick when he played, when they benched their, you know, the other quarterback in Miami. They should have looked at the film on him. I mean, they got off to a good start, number one, and I think he needs to mix up his blitz packages. You know, I really do. I think he needs to, you know, with that defense, they need to really, Jeff Lurie, they need to really evaluate that defense. And also getting back to Carson Wentz. He's a good quarterback. Number one, what I said about what's good today, what was good yesterday is not good today. Look, he lost two good coaches, John DeFilippo and Frank Wright. They were really, I think, the architect of that Super Bowl offense.
Frank Reich deserves much of the credit, more so than John DeFilippo, who's a quarterback's coach. Yes, Frank Reich really was a big integral part of the offensive game plan week in and week out, and he did a great job, whereas Mike Rowe does not see this offense the same way Carson Wentz does and doesn't really design plays and install plays that use him to his strengths and the best of his skills.
Right. Agree with that.
All right, brother. Yep. Appreciate the call, Butch. Thank you. Real quick, I'm going to let Jimmy and everyone else out there know, and the Washington Redskins are mathematically still alive. If they win out and Dallas loses out, and the Eagles would then also lose out, except they beat Dallas, the Eagles would be 6-10, Dallas would be 6-10, and the Washington Redskins would win the division at 7-9. So even the Redskins are still alive in this dreadful NFC East. It is the NFC least this year. Cowboys lead the division at 6-6. Eagles had a chance to move into a first-place tie. All they had to do was beat the Miami Dolphins, who are 2-9, and they lose 37-31. 37 stinking points they allow to the Miami Dolphins. 610-632-0975. Jamie, Tony, John, Kevin, hang on. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti, Tyler Zuli, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic Postgame Show. Presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome back to the Postgame Show. Presented by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. I'm Rob Motti. With me is Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by McLaughlin Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your local HVAC experts. McLaughlin service expected, satisfaction guaranteed. Visit McLaughlinPHC.com. Let's get to Jamie in Connecticut. It's been nice enough to hang on. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Rob? What's going on?
How are you, bud?
I love the fact I'm up here in Patriots and Giants country, and I can talk Eagles football even after a crappy game like this. But I wanted to talk the lack of the run game. It's like every week we all, like every show, everyone's talking about why is Doug not running the ball more? I don't get it. Like Miles was running at like 4.9 a clip. They ran it 19 times, passed the ball 46.
Yep, 48 if you count the two sacks.
Yeah, run the ball, man. I don't get it. It's every week. It's the same thing. We're all screaming, Doug, run the ball. And he's just dropping Carson back. And it's the same thing. It's just it's tiring. And I agree with you 100%. The defense, I mean, you give up 37 points, you're not going to win. But you score 31, you should win the game. I mean,
against this team, you should.
I'm sorry. I agree, man. The defense sucked, but you got to run the ball more to give them time to, you know, grind the clock out. I don't get it. The same thing every week.
You're right, Jamie. And I looked at the first series after Miami scored the touchdown to make it 28-20. They did run the ball a little bit. They threw a lot. They were down there in position. Zach Ertz drops the ball at the 5,
yep,
and they missed the field goal. Then Miami gets within 2 because they come right back and tie. They score,
right,
and they make it 28-26. So you're still winning by 2. You still got 3 minutes left in the third quarter. It's still an opportunity to run the football. First and 10 at the 25, incomplete pass to Jeffrey. Henry. Second and 10, five-yard run to Miles Sanders. Third and 5, they get the pass interference. Then they go incomplete, 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 yeah. Punt. So here you are, leading 28-26. You ran the ball one time on that series for 5 yards and abandoned it.
Yeah, totally. And I understand Howard's out, but I mean, you know, Sanders was looking good.
5 yards a carry. 5 yards
yes,
a carry.
Yes, I agree. A couple times.
I'm with you 100%, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hang in there in Patriot territory. All right, my man.
Thanks, Rob. Love it.
Take it easy. Let's go to Kevin in New York. You're on a Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to start with, how is Jalen Mills that fundamentally, as an NFL corner, how can you be that fundamentally
flawed?
Bad.
Yeah.
He was just so bad. I seen him one time. First of all, I don't know why Schwartz kept him in, like, press man coverage. I seen him backpedal, dropping his backpedal. He almost tripped over his own 2 feet. And then every time he was in position, he, like, panicked and just put his arms on the guy. It's like, you don't need to touch him. You're in position. You're hip to hip with the guy. Just play the ball. Instead, he's just touching the receiver and playing the receiver. And it's just, this team's just amazing. It's like, if the offense is inept, then the defense plays good. If the offense is good, the defense plays bad. If they're passing, you know, if we're struggling throwing the ball, Dougie won't run the ball. It's like everybody takes turns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
Messing up.
There's a part to blame for every part of this team, even the special teams. Jake Elliott hasn't missed a field goal all year, gets a contract extension, and today he misses a field goal.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just done with the season. I mean, whatever.
I hear you, Kev. I hear you, and I appreciate the call. But yet, here we go. I got to be realistic. It's difficult for this team to win out, but the facts of it say, the facts, the truth, mathematically, they're still alive. Should they beat the Giants next Monday night here in Philly? You got Daniel Jones playing his first Monday night, or I don't know if it's his first. It's a Monday night road game. I can't even remember the Giants' schedule this year. He may have already played a Monday night game. Whatever it is, you got a rookie on the road, Monday night football against a team that's still alive for the NFC East. Can they win that game? Should they win that game? Yes. Then they go to D.C. They're playing the Redskins, who I know they beat Carolina today with the rookie quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. Can they win that game? They should be able to win that game. That would set up a first-place showdown with Dallas in Week 16. And I know nobody wants to think about that right now, coming off a disaster of a loss to the Miami Dolphins. But reality says that's what the numbers say right there. They're right there in front of them. They could still win out and win this thing. Then what?
Altered reality. It's altered reality. That you're right. Statistically, you're correct.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's altered reality at this point because I don't know what to think about this team. You lose to Seattle, I get it. They're a Super Bowl contender. You lose to the Patriots, also get it. They're a Super Bowl contender. This is a game we circled and went, Miami.
Everybody,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure. We'll see you in New York. Or we'll see you at home against New York.
Has anyone bet? You think anyone took Miami on a money line? I'm sure somebody.
I can't imagine on the money line. Yeah. I mean, I considered the spread because I thought that the Eagles didn't score a lot, but I can't imagine the money line.
Tyler, I had them winning 36-6. 36.
Wow, you had a beatdown.
They almost scored the 36, but I thought this defense coming off back-to-back performances like they did with Brady and Wilson were ready to step up and hand it to Miami and not give them a chance, and it looked like it on the first series, second series, and then after that, 5 straight touchdowns. Ryan Fitzpatrick turned into Dan Marino. Let's go to John in Buffalo. You're on a Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm going down here to Philly for work. I got friends in there. You know, they're blowing my phone up. We took care of Dallas for you. And it's just, what's Philadelphia's identity? Your offense scores 31 points, and your defense can't get you the win. Like, there's no identity on either side of the ball. It feels like they won the Super Bowl. They paid all these guys all this money, and there's not been enough turnover to make enough guys hungry and go, all right, let's go get this. Let's go push for the playoffs. Let's go get the Super Bowl again. If you go to Buffalo, you beat the Bills in 40-mile-an-hour winds handily.
and then you lose to Miami Dolphins in Miami. There's no identity for the offense, the defense. It's perplexing what Philadelphia is doing because you have a path to the playoffs, you have a path forward, and they just can't capitalize on it. And it just, to me, it's a lack of identity.
No, you're right, and you're a Bills fan, I take it then, huh?
Yeah.
You're gonna make the playoffs and have a first down. You got a first round possibility of beating whoever it is, Tennessee, Indianapolis. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Have a good day. he's right. You go to Buffalo, you beat Buffalo. You go to Green Bay, you beat Green Bay, and you can't beat Miami. This team makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
They're not an enigma whatsoever of themselves. Because you're right, they beat the good teams
on the road
and lose to Miami.
On the road, they won two good games on the road, and they go to Miami, and they lose this game. And honestly, Tyler, I don't know. Like I said, when I was at practice this week, and we don't get to see practice. We get to see them stretch. We get to see them throw for about 2 minutes, and then we're out. We're not allowed to be in there for the whole practice. But I just saw a really loose team that sometimes you can look at that and interpret that as, yeah, they're loose, they're relaxed, and I wanted to see it, and that's good. They're not feeling pressure. No, I wanted to see a team that was more focused. I wanted to see a team that felt more sense of urgency. I get that they're relaxed, they're having fun, they're joking around with each other. Sometimes I think that crosses over too much into a lackadaisical attitude. And maybe it's the fact that, yeah, we can afford to lose to Miami and still win the division by winning out. So this isn't a game we need to have. They really didn't need to have this game.
And Lane Johnson said after the game, when you take a team that is an NFL team for granted, you end up losing these games.
He used those words?
That was paraphrasing, but close.
Mm.
Here's my thing. If you took a team for granted, and now you're realizing they're an NFL caliber team, why did you take them for granted to begin with?
Exactly. 100%. 610-632-0975. Chris, Carmen, Pat, Tony, Simon, hang on. I'll get to you next. I'm Rob Motti. He's Tyler Zuli, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.